Platinum Fridays with the best tea in the city.
On the home of the Afropolitan.
Studio Confessions. Hey, you three, urim papa. Hey, you three. Ah, my name is Gamme. Ah, my name is no, me bra. How are you three?
I know who told you that. Give me or Tawopala. How could you? You know what, but
yeah? No. We can't lose him now. How, you trees? How do we use your trees? No, man. Get him back. This is DJ Mix. He starts to throw with Give Me One More Time with Pevin Everett. Oh, he's back.
Nice one.
Should I say your surname?
It's Yutris Motsepe.
Ah! Ntwanaya Patrice?
No, I wouldn't say. I don't want to be in trouble.
Yeah, don't be. What? Okay, hold on. Maybe it's a family thing we need to understand. Ba Motsepe, king le aisuko mafelo. King, I suck my face. Patrice, you trees, yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't know, man. Like, this is the craziest thing ever. You know, even at home, as I was growing up,
yeah.
I used to ask, why do people say you trees? And now, sort of my uncle, like, okay, Patrice, then what's happening? What's the whole deal? And
yeah,
they were like,
yeah.
No, this is our names. It's a family member thing. You're Yutris and he's Patrice, and your younger sister is Rosette, yeah. And your father is Fictus.
Okay. Yeah,
this is it has been the weirdest thing ever, but oh well, this is what it is.
It is what it is. And now, how did you come up with Migs?
Oh my goodness, you know what, I got that name when what year was it? It was 1999. Yeah. I just finished, I was doing my matric in 99, obviously. Then I went to do sound engineering at the LMB campus.
Yes.
Then there was a record store next to the LMB campus in Hatfield.
Mm.
And funny enough, I wanted to become a DJ at that time, and I was in the hood. I was coming from the hood, and by the time I went to the store, I saw there was another record store as well below Camino Records, which was called Flipside. And I was like, oh my goodness, now I'm surrounded by music. I got there and there was Bubbles, and I was like, wow, I know his compilations. Then the following day, I went back to that Camino Records store. Then there was this guy called Brian Senior, and I used to listen to, obviously, finals, because I was just an aspiring, I wanted to be a DJ.
Yeah.
So I was, during break time, I'll go and listen to their latest music. But I love this dude, Miguel Mix, because I used to love his song so much.
Until, is this Miguel Mix?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
then Brian Senior came to me and said, bro, you love his music. And I said, bro, his music is very nice. And every time he sees me, he'll call me Mix. Because I love to mix. And you are mixed, you're the mix. Yeah, mix, they're mix. So I used to love to mix. So he just called me Miguel Mix. Every single day, hey, Miguel Mix. And it was a white guy, and he loved my music. Because I used to love a lot of lounge, a lot of eclectic sound. But it was a cool thing, you know what I mean?
Have you ever met him?
So I enjoyed it. Funny enough, I never met him. But the guys that I was working with, Brian Senior and Ryan Loader, they used to host parties back in the days. Obviously, they used to travel a lot.
Yeah,
and
I'll
stay back at the store because they hired me eventually, you know? Yeah, so I never got a chance.
Now we know Mix for Real.
Yes, Mix for Real is, wow, man, that's a story and a half behind Mix for Real. For me to be here, bro.
We will unpack it, but quickly. Olas born, in it?
No, actually, the first born, I have a younger brother.
Wow, ubulala soft, the first born, you ubulala kankani, me bro, imanyan.
I'm a funny guy, so I'm chilled. I'm chilled like that, and I have a younger brother. His name is Ivan Mutsipe, and I have a baby sister. Actually, she's not a baby anymore. Rosette. She's about 23 years old. I'm old, man. I'm like 38. I look young. Like, I look so young.
Oh, we're not bad. We're not bad. We're not. Only Bene Plus.
Why? Only like
Bene Plus, me, bra.
I don't know what happened. Like every time I go to clubs and people were like, "What's your ID? Where's my ID? What do you mean? Where's my ID, bro?" Like,
I'm
38.
How?
Damn it! It's a problem. Like, they think I'm 26.
Maybe we should change your name from Mix for Real to Mix Forever Young. Remember, why is it like a lotion? Go in a lotion. Plus, how tell you it's all for real? Oka spray sadi eskele the lotion.
You know, right now, you're not my favorite person right now because I'm your biggest fan. I even have your albums, bro, like back in the days, the House of Keepers. And right now, you're just mocking me on radio. You know how I feel right now?
Sorry,
but you know what? I'll find you. No, rather Chappies, because I know inside I'm going to get some information. You know,
thank you. What did you know, sir?
Did you know?
My man, I have you. You have no idea. The honor I feel to speak to you. Because I'm one of those guys that since I've left the house music scene, but I'm still, you know, outside looking in and looking at the movement, listening to compilations and the kind of stuff that you guys do. I mean, you're one of those that are just shining. And I like the fact that you kept to your real sound. You kept to what you do. Even when Tequila Gang sessions happen and when you're playing, I have to make sure that I'm watching there and listening to how you do what you do. I have to say that it is one of those things that I'm glad that there's people like you who just keep on moving with this soul music, in-house music, so to speak. And like I said, it really is an honor to speak to you. Jokes aside, freaking soul. These are all his choices. DJ Migs, I'm the black gold of the sun. Remember this? I'm the black gold of the sun, a New York and soul. Of course, Louis Vega's behind this. And then we started the show with Pevin Everett one more time. And I'm hanging out with DJ Mix. Yeah, Mamita Muruti. Mixara.
Hey, he was like, he has all my information. All my information. I'm Muruti.
My brother, the only thing out of respect I wouldn't do is to release your ID number. That's the only thing. Tell me about the song. Why the song?
Right, you know, working at the record store, I was privileged enough to be working in a store where we were importing all types of music.
Oh, yeah.
As a DJ, I learned that I'm a house DJ, but there's more than house music. There's eclectic music. There's lounge music. There's all types of music. And this record, I remember it was a shipment. It was around 2004. And we had a shipment and it came out. It was on a compilation done by Giles Peterson. And I listened to the music. And I think it came out of Giant Step Records. And I listened to the whole album. I was so stunned. I couldn't believe the music that was in there. Because I was collecting such music. I was collecting music that was released overseas. But funny enough, that music, in those compilations, you will find a song by Miriam Makeba. I was so stunned. So that's when I realized that music, I'm not going to focus on just being a house DJ. I'm just going to be listening to all types of music so I can able to embrace the art. So I can able to go out. And yeah, so people can able to understand me. Even when I play house music, so you can able to listen to the elements and the sounds that are coming from lounge. Because the house that we play comes from lounge, comes from from where house music started, those elements. So yeah. I just wanted to embrace that type of music. So this song that you just played, it's a special song, and I'll play it in the next 50 years.
It is timeless. More about DJ Mix after this. Oh, yes, man. We're hanging out with DJ Mix for real. I mean, your compilations are still there. I was looking at, I just Googled DJ Mix, and the number of threads that just came through from Discogs to, you name them. I mean, some of the reputable global stores still has your music in terms of for real. But let's start here. I mean, there's a process, and people think is the same approach for every DJ that brings out a house compilation. Vinny has his crafted his own autobahn on the highway, and so are other household names. What's yours? I mean, how did you know which song to pick, and based on what?
All right, this is actually very funny. In terms of compiling music, as you can hear with the song that I gave you to play, I like to select music that not a lot of people are playing, and how can I put it? A lot of people are playing mainstream music.
Yes,
they have their own style, and since I was getting music from all parts of the world, and I needed to find my signature. So I love the sounds from Detroit. I knew that Vinny was more into French house, obviously. And I was more into getting those underground tunes. So I was a very underground DJ. I've always been an underground DJ. Yeah. And I realized that whenever we went to gigs and other DJs would play, I'm talking about prominent DJs back in the days, then I'll have a set and everybody will always come to me like, hey, what's happening here? You know what I mean? Mm. And that was the most amazing part of it. Even when Iggy Smalls was alive, and just come and be like, bro, what is this you're playing? And I was like, no, this is the music that I got from a record store that I work in Pretoria. You know, and it was the most amazing part of it because of I realized that the store that I was working at was not about getting your normal house. It was getting those underground gems. The way we used to search for those songs, it was different from the other stores that were searching for songs. I would go to House Africa, I would go to Weather Soul Candy or Sugar Tracks, but those guys, they always come to me and say, Mix, we want this. Funny enough, T-Bos, close to a lot of people, actually a lot of guys used to work at Kaya back in the days. They used to be my client. The music that you guys are playing now, the music that I used to bring back in the days.
Thank you.
Funny enough, they'll come to my store and I'll compile our other music worldwide, and they'll come and they'll play. But that time, a lot of stations were not playing that music. Were not playing that music. And I'll go and play lounge music in 2004 and I'll be kicked out. People think I'm crazy. But right now you play lounge music and you'll be like, wow, man, Tabo, you the greatest. Or Trevor, you the greatest. Wow. They don't know that. They know. We started this back in the days with Bubbles, where we used to go play and play this music. So it was not about getting your normal house. While people were playing Latino, were playing Africanism, were playing the music that was popular. We were stuck with our music. House music.
I always say the pioneers, Mix, the pioneers have paid a great price to be who and where they are. Because,
of course, yes.
For you to start a movement, oh man, the price you pay. Hey?
It hasn't been easy, T-Bos. It hasn't been easy. You go to a gig and then and you play music, and people think they come to you and say, hey, Joe, hey. Rebatla Fire Combo, DJ Karakori. I'm like, ish. And I saw it. I had it at the store. So I never used to play it because of a lot of people used to come and grab it. Grab and go. And I realized, like, these people don't understand that this music that they're taking is only going to last for only a few months. And then that's it. How about you buy something that's going to last you for forever?
Don't you miss the days of... Don't you miss the days where DJs used to be the curators of music. I miss those days, and I'll tell you why. Because as much as we may buy the same records and even from the same store, we won't play them the same way. And we used to go to gigs. As a DJ, I would still go to gigs just to go listen. I mean, the days of Carnalita, Fridays were my, you know, sort of pilgrimage day, so to speak, where I knew Vini and Christos are going to curate songs that are still yet to come. And not only listen to what they're going to play and how they're going to play them, they're going to basically curate them in such a way that you can find a way to make them work in your set. And right there and there, you're able to place your order. Go Vini, right there. You're not here. I miss those days because we used to get out just to go and listen.
Tibos, I used to be one of those people. And go Carnalito, I used to come wearing my school uniform back in the days and come to check Vini and Christos playing. You know what I mean?
Patrice, I know you love my show. Forgive him for this. You didn't know. And he's now an adult. He knows better. Okay, continue. Yeah.
And I'll listen to Vini and Christos. You could imagine what Vini had a very impact to me. And yeah. I mean, his music was out of this world. And I had his first album. And I followed Vini because of I was working with Nasty Nev. Obviously,
he used to play with Nasty Nev.
I'll go and I'll see him play a place called Papazo. This is impossible. I told Neville, this is impossible. At the back of my mind, I'm thinking, this is confusing. Neville is good as this sound. Vini, now it's coming with this sound. Now there's Christos. I'm like, I'm going crazy now. What must I do now?
Exactly.
So that's when I realized, okay, Vini has his own style, and this is what he does, and this is what he works at House of Figure. This is the kind of music that he brings. So now this is what I like, you know. But I was more of a lounge DJ, very chill DJ in terms of, I was a party starter.
That was my favorite slot as well. Just to start up, man.
It is the best slot.
It is.
Because you learn about all different types of music. Yeah. You know, while people were fighting to play the main slot.
I know.
I'd rather be a first time, you know, the DJ who starts the party.
You know what? The worst thing that I felt was, you know, especially after I joined Metro, you become a name, right? And all this... guys who book you, they want to give you you know, the main slot. You're like, guys, can I just start? You know, there's just so much in my bag that I will definitely love to play. It is so nice. It's beautiful. If you give me the main slot, I'm forced to make people dance. And I'm forced to play commercial. I know, man. I remember DJ Mbuso. DJ Mbuso once, when he started Soul Candy, he came to me once. He says, I miss the Soulful Tibos. That hit me so hard. He hit me so hard because I was like, oh my word, did I just lose the core of what I'm known to be? Anyway, it is my top 10 with DJ Mix for real. And let's go here. Here's the Metro area. The song that he has chose for this top 10. This is Caught Up. Hey, Tommy Lelian, I know Mix. Mix up! Brauti. You threes, what's hell? Chibville, Platinum Fridays. Send some love to me, DJ Mix, one of the still standing godfathers of house music in this country. This is Kai FM. Good morning. All right, DJ Mix.
Yes, yes.
Good melody, data bundles, meowty.
Ah, ergo, what's that? Naga heaping.
I'm going to go to the house.
And then, funny enough, I came yesterday, go high. Kim, what thing go high?
Yeah,
I came yesterday. You know what? I said, you know what? I'm going home because I was getting some music, you know, for the show to be playlisted. So I needed to go back home. Like, hey, archives.
Hey,
you know?
Old Lord, has part of that. It's fine.
Funny enough, after here, I'm going to get a quarter at the corner there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And embrace my location.
Hey, Zamaraka's Patrosa, Sesteria, a shampoonizer. phone la shampoonizer. Sasterai ubuzi daidenyas patuda. Mo support them, bro.
Yeah, I won't call shampoonizer. Every time I call that guy, he makes fun of me. So sharp.
Ah, mara kira seku wama bila utiak. Ore.
Oh, don't bother. When I'm fana kwe, I'll gain weight. Weight happy. They also gain weight. Wapadi mo di pyjama nza how. Why did the pyjama did not stripe? Oh, the stripe didn't change. Why not pyjama? How the stripes is one?
Hemona, have you recovered? Because when was it? Was it May last year when your car got jammed?
You know, can I be honest with you? My car got jammed. Then what happened again? After a few months, last in October, I had an accident. Mm. You know what I mean? My car then just written off. And I was from a gig, you know. And I said, you know what? Let me just chill. I don't know what's just happening. But I know it was fatigue, you know, because we travel a lot. We're gigging a lot.
Yeah.
So but... we are fine now.
Yeah, you're still telling me how far you have gone playing. Obviously, the country has heard you play. Have you ever left the country to give them what Mix for Real is about?
You know, it was the coolest thing. I was part of the Red Bull Music Academy. And
oh, lovely.
Travel all over the place. Yeah, all over the place. Before I was actually, we started that. That was back in 2001, too. And we traveled a lot. We traveled a lot. We went places. But that time I was not really exposed into playing that much. But the fact that we used to do workshops and learning a lot about the music industry. And but recently I've been doing a lot of just before Corona, I was doing some work with the arts and culture where I was going to places like your Africa places. Doing some workshops as well, some Kigali in Gabon, just teaching people about music, about mixing, about the foundation of house music and different sounds. So that is what I've been doing. That is what I'm trying to do, basically. So I want to expand it so I can take it globally.
And yes. Obviously, with Corona happening, what's happening with your classes at Boston?
At Boston, I resigned last year at Boston. I've been teaching for 5 years.
Yeah.
Then I went to my principal. Then I told her, you know what, ma'am, I had a great time here, but I needed to pursue my business, which is the for real business. Mm. And I felt that it was lacking. Something was lacking because I was at Boston. I was learning a lot at Boston.
Yeah.
So believe you me, before Boston, I had a DJ school before Boston, but it was not going anywhere. There was something missing. So Boston approached me to come and teach at Acadia, to teach music business and DJing. Then I learned a lot of things about the curriculum, accreditation, certification. So being at Boston was the best thing because I learned so many things. Nice. Then I decided to go back and open my school in the right manner. And
okay.
So far, I'm smiling. You
wonderful.
Know? Yeah.
We can't speak to DJ Mix without mentioning the name Ryan Loader.
Ryan Loader. Oh my word. Oh my. Wow, Ryan.
Mfana ke tabo buze. Ke tswere ID number, ke tswere pin number. ke tshwere le ditso la girlfriend ele ya mathomo e lokile ngwa ifire ya ohana.
What right look for like you know I was fortunate I was fortunate to have met guys like Ryan. Like I met Ryan, I met Bubbles, I met Ryan, I met Nasty Neff, I met the right people in my, like I had a nice circle. But Ryan was not greedy. Like all the people that I've met were not greedy. We're all about, wow, you play nice music. How about you go out and play this music? How about you take these records? How about you just go and fly and just be yourself and be the greatest or whatever you want to become? Like, that was the amazing part of Ryan. He didn't care about about him getting to be a big star or whatever. I remember he told me that, Mix, I just want you to be happy and play music.
He even went as far as he worked with you all along, eh? Because isn't that where you took the For Real record bar from him? You took it from him, right?
Yeah, he gave it to me. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? I'm just like, this is amazing. I was committed to For Real so much that I did so much for the brand and for the shop, and people came and bought music, and guys from Metro, guys from Kaya came and bought music.
Yeah.
And when he left, going overseas, he said, you know what, bruh, this is yours, and just run with it. Run with it, this is yours. And he's very happy because he knew what he wanted to do. So he just, and I learned a lot from him. I didn't know anything about Giles Peterson, for example. He taught me about Giles Peterson. You know what I mean? He taught me about all these beautiful artists. And even when I got my first deal, it was him who made sure that I got the deal. Him and Bubbles, they went to Universal, to USM Records, and said, you know what? Let him mix the album. It's going to be great for us. That was the most amazing part of it. And I'm grateful for that, that you could find people who put you forth than before themselves, actually, you know?
Another name that comes up in that same mold of selfless big names, DJ Christos. I don't remember going to Christos asking for music and he just not give. He will say, how much do you want, my brother? I've got a lot. And he will give you everything he has. Vini, one of those again, DJ Fresh. It's amazing that it's true, givers do get. The story about Ryan is definitely one of those. There's a song here, Chris, while we're trying to reconnect with the DJ Mix, yeah, Ryan Loader. Hey, the DJ Mix is the top 10 on Platinum Fridays, and yeah. The way Olunkule got them, Ebrane, Abizon 16 as fair. So, Kabo votes. Ke rometse di data bundle la difiti. Ke
rometse
di data bundle la difiti.
A difiti. Na
go botsa
I'm gonna be real like that. I'm in a wood, man.
Are you ever going to release again?
It's been 3 years since I stopped releasing. I was releasing with Soul Candy. Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to drop this year, me, Malangani, Funk, and Oscar. But because of this pandemic, we're not to do physical copies, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think by next year, we're going to come again. It's only been 3 years. It hasn't been that much. But releasing, it's not difficult. You can even release online. You can release on a digital spaces. So having an album these days, it's not difficult to do. So it's just from my side, I've been busy with the institute, and I was busy with obviously selling DJ equipment, working with NYDA as well. So I've been busy doing some corporate work with For Real and other companies. But obviously, I wanted to, because now I've learned a lot about this whole business thing. It's time to put it in the right perspectives. You know, releasing an album, it's just an icing on top. It's releasing and touring. But now I needed to have a base, like a solid base where I do business with a certain company, where I teach, and then I can have something to fall back.
Alan Buzemo, DJ Babu Si Ukutani.
Billy Jackson. Ke Billy Jackson, aka Bowles. Karabanu that guy ukulu it. Ah, ala ala lona. Hey, that's a rock star there, man. I'm telling you, man. That was a DJ. I once went to some event, yeah, Opi Kopi.
Yeah.
Atala pina zeli ta lounge. Just slow. Makua atle sumo pina mala mo lebe le sila na ni se matoga la la la. Billy Jackson, batawaji ba. So I'm telling you, that's a very solid quality somebody. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna be having him
together.
He must join you. I mean, I think he must do a top 10, yeah?
Yeah, bruh, I'm telling you, this top 10 is going to be ill. I'm telling you, it's going to be crazy. Bubbles is on another level. You need to understand that, that's for real. While I was ordering that music, that loungy, eclectic sound, he used to be next to us and say, no, but how about you order this sound? How about you get this sound? You know, and we used to get music for Kenzero, music for Bob, music for him, and music for Tao Palazzo. So he's... Him and Ryan were very tight as well, you know. Hence, at Motswako, and when we did this song, he was there. And I remember there was a lady from Cape Town, Erika. We did this song with her as well. So it was, and this song actually the remix was done by Abacus Imagine, and it was a hookup from Babu. So you know he knows things. You know what I mean?
Hey, Mona, DJ Mix, uhu leyong, unone san.
Oh, I'm not looking on Nenya, and I was no, we're looking on the joke compared to Lindling. I don't get happy with KP, and I was happy like a little son, and I don't care. I want to look at the shepherd, get the little someone who wants to be good movement and Ramuki hate him or get him dead.
And then he gets cut. Oh, my word. Oh, man. That is DJ Mix for real, aka Yotris Mutsepe. Hey, let's close this show with Mark Farina. DJ Mix, keep shining, my brother. Thank you so much for talking to me, man. Appreciate it. May God bless you.
Platinum Fridays with the best in the city. Fridays 9 to 12 p.m.
on Kaya FM 95.9.